Morning. We're excited in the division against the Washington Redskins. Obviously, a team that's won two games in a row in the division and feel very good about themselves. You know, following our game with them, they lost a couple of tough games to Pittsburgh and to Carolina, and they bounced back and scored 69 points in the last 2 weeks. So obviously, they do have the ability to score. They're plus 12. Their offense is seventh overall, 26.8 points per game. They do an outstanding job of that. Defensively, they're third in the league against the run. They've always been a very, very difficult, sticky team against the run. Their pressure package has been turned up a little bit in the last couple of weeks, and that's how we remember them playing. They've forced 22 turnovers. They have 14 interceptions. They've done an outstanding job along those lines. As I said, they're plus 12. We're plus 13. They're 11th in kickoff coverage. They're 6th in punt coverage. They have Banks as the outstanding returner. So they have a well-rounded football team. And we're anxious to get back out on the field and start to work against this Washington Redskin team. Good. No questions? Good.
Tom, after seeing RG the first time, what do you think the second time you have to do against him to be successful?
He's getting better. No question. He's got the numbers to prove it. He's done extremely well with the passing game, the play-action passes. What you notice is the effectiveness with which he has a completion percentage and the yardage that's attained. It may not be as many throws, but it's more productive.
The two new running backs you signed, what did you like about each of them? And what possible?
They had outstanding workouts, and we're in a need position there. So that's why we signed two of them. And, we're going to get them on the practice field today. And basically, they'll have some scout team reps. They may have a rep or two with the offensive team, and we'll go from there.
Could either of them play this week? Is that a possibility?
Possibility.
With Andre going down, your expectations with David Wilson for the tail half of the season, Coach?
Ratchet it up. He's ready to go.
Did you have to have a talk with him at all about being ready to go, David?
What would I?
Well,
David, you're now. Yeah, we've talked, yes.
How do you know he's ready to go? You know, I mean, he hasn't had a lot of opportunities.
He's got to go.
Well, got to and ready is different.
Maybe, but we've had people that have had to step up in the past when situations like this have arisen. We put a lot of responsibility on their shoulders, and it's time for him. He's a first-round draft choice. He's a talented kid. He got some plays the other night, which was a good thing. And so we go from there.
Is it also important not to put too much on Ahmad?
Ahmad's got it all. He's had the experience. He's been the pass protector. He's caught the ball in the backfield. He's run the ball. So hopefully, we can extend that a little bit further and yet go ahead and develop and get some snaps out of David and perhaps someone else as well.
Tom, Mike Shanahan talked yesterday, the idea of we know them, they know us, the familiarity. I mean, your teams have your identity, his has his teams have his. Does that play into preparation in a given week? I mean, do you almost have to anticipate wrinkles or do you just go with what you've seen?
Oh, you always have to anticipate. They've always been a gadget team. They'll have something that they've utilized. They've done so in the past. You look at the Pittsburgh game the very next week, and there's a RG3 running down the sideline with a ball thrown to him out of the backfield. Reverses off of different looks. Mike's always done that. And, they've a couple of years ago, they had the tight end formations with a big drag route down the sideline with a tight end that was very, very effective. And so they always will do that. They have a diversified offense, diversified system now, which incorporates the various forms of options. So there's no it's a very interesting preparation.
I was going to say, because just the tendency factor, you can go back a long ways when you're studying a coach with a system. How far back do you go?
1996.
Kenny Phillips going to practice today?
Not today, but we hope tomorrow.
Can you get can you get carryover from the way the defense played against Green Bay in this particular game? Again, you got a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, you got different styles, but you've got to build on some positive things that occurred, yes.
What can you build on from that?
That'll remain.
Will Boss practice with the shoulder?
No, not today.
Did that happen late in the game?
No. Did that make a difference? He banged his shoulder.
He came out for those two snaps at the end. I didn't know if it was right. Related to that.
Not that exactly there, but I could see that he needed to come out.
Tom, in what way should it help your defense to have been on the field with RG3 to have that?
Well, I hope there's that immediate recall when they look at the tape of our game. They amassed a lot of yards, did an awful lot of very good things. And I'm hoping that there is some recall, and that's where you start from. You know, you're obviously going to do some tweaking of how we played them and what was good, what wasn't good, and so on and so forth. But if you've got something to build from, I think it's easier for the players to relate to, and that's where we started on defense.
I'm sure you've looked at it in the past week, the 4th-and-10 conversion that he had against you, where he scrambled to his left and sort of eluded. What was going through your mind during that play? Did you think you had him?
Well, that's only one. There's a number of times when you were hoping you had him. I mean, you're talking about a guy that runs 4.4, weighs 220 pounds. I mean, that's you got to be in position. If that's what you're asking, you can't lose contain. You know, even when you have your option responsibilities, you cannot lose contain. And when that happens, he makes plays.
I think some of the players were also saying that in the first meeting they realized that he's a better downfield passer than maybe he gets credit for. I mean, is that something that's influenced your preparation the second time?
Very much so. Strong arm.
Tom, does preparing for him remind you of preparing for any other skilled player?
Well, there's two or three people that we've played with each year in and year out, that are running-type quarterbacks that you had to really do a great job with. They do some things that create different problems for you, but as far as a mobile quarterback that will pull it down and run, we've played against a few, and we can relate to a little bit of that. But this is a little bit different.
Tom, can you talk about the importance of this game as far as trying to win this division? You can separate from Washington.
Well, for both teams, it's a very big game. It's a divisional game. It's at this point of the year, as I said, they're coming off two divisional wins. We're anxious to get back into the division, hopefully to do well. But it's a very important game for both teams.
Last year, after that big win in Dallas, you came home to play the Redskins, and obviously the game did not go the way you wanted. Is that, I don't know if you see any similarities there, but will you kind of reference that at all about telling these guys to be careful about this kind of thing?
No. We've the stage has been set. It was a six-game schedule. Now it's a five. Every game is extremely important. This is the most important game we played all year long this Monday night.
Deal was having tests on his burner and his shoulder. How'd that come out?
Okay, he's sore, but
he's going to practice?
No, he's not going to practice today.
What did you see from McKee the other game that made him think that he might be back to what he was able to do earlier?
Are we going down through the roster now? Is that what we're going to do? He made plays. He made some plays for us. You know, he made a heck of a play to score a touchdown. He made some other plays. He's a very competitive guy, as you know. He really loves to compete and play. We saw more of that, and we're hoping with a little bit extra rest, we're going to see more. Anybody else want to talk about any? Excuse me? Ahmad's always out there. Whatever he does, maybe we'll use him a little bit, but not a lot. I am too.
Will he go?
We're going to. Yeah, he's going to. He'll be an individual, and then whatever else we can do, and how fast we can push him along.
Just to finish the list, Hickson.
It's about 40 other guys left on the roster. If you'd like to go down through, I don't have anything to do. Anybody else you want to talk about?
Dominic Hickson.
He's going to work today, and we'll see.
Good to have some.